Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, hello. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, your podcast producer at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. You can call me Bad. And yeah, it's the bye week. Nothing to talk about with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not so fast, my friend. BTSC is going full throttle while the Steelers rest and get healthy for the remainder of the 2021 season. And you know, there's still always going to be something to talk about. So, you have heard all week long the bye week bonanza, and that's all of us here at BTSC giving our thoughts of the first six games of the Steelers season, who the MVP is, and where the season is probably going. But we decided to take it one further because we were thinking, you know, nobody gives the fans a platform more than us here at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And we hear from you all of the time in the live chat, in the comment sections, and we want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say, and we had five listeners go ahead and submit 60-second clips regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's go ahead and give it a listen. Joining us, we have Wes Hickok from Muncie, Pennsylvania. We also have, second up, David Poe. After that, it's from across the pond. Yes, Owen David from England. Then we have our good friend, Daniel, also known as Bully Mob Kennel, or Solarverse 6. And finally, to wrap it all up, we have Ty Copeland from Arkansas. So thank you, gentlemen, for getting all of your ideas in here. It is a pleasure to put you on. And hey, we cannot do these shows without all of you in BTSC Nation. So we thank everybody who listens to us every single day and gives us a voice. And now it's time to hear yours. Here we go with the bye week bonanza.
This is Wes Hickok from Muncie, Pennsylvania, longtime BTSC listener. My original prediction was 13-4 first round bye, Super Bowl victory. Now, after 6 weeks of tested faith and a roller coaster of emotions, I still think 12-5 and a first round bye is possible. We went into this game against Seattle at home. We had a lot of adversity. We went up big, then we got tested in the second half, but we responded with all the heart you could offer. Going into the bye week at a good time, a chance to get healthy, fix the issues with the run defense, and continue to improve. I really like our chances to be good coming out of the gate. My last thought, by the way, very important, not Steeler related necessarily, Daryl Taylor is going to be fine.
Hey, this is Steelers fan David Poe. So far the season has been pretty choppy, and results differed from what I had on paper, but that is what it is. The rookies are just as expected, you know, promise, but up and down. O-lines and injuries have been frustrating, but for me, Chase Claypool has been my early season disappointment. Kind of was expecting more from him. Going forward, I expect the defense to figure some things out and be healthier, and I predict Highsmith and Watt impact from Sunday will be a more regular occurrence. The rest of the season will be a grind, but we'll just have to take it one week at a time. Thanks, BTSC crew, and go Steelers.
Hey, this is Aaron with my view from across the pond in the UK on the Pittsburgh Steelers. For me, the offensive star so far has been Najee Harris. That man's put the offense on his back, even been a rookie, and his running and his catching is just a never-say-die attitude. The biggest potential for me, Pat Freiermuth. We need to use him more, especially in the red zone, where the Steelers' offense has been a bit questionable. Chase Claypool has got the most potential for me, but he just needs to pick it up in this after the bye week. Defense, well, what can you say about TJ and Cam Haywood? Absolute defensive superstars. For the fans also need to leave Devin Bush alone and realise this man is building back after an ACL tear and a groin injury. He'll get back to what he used to be. He just needs to be given the opportunity, the time to heal. In terms of unsung heroes, well, you've got to say Trey Norwood, a steal of a 7th round pick, and Arthur Molle. Well, let's just hope the second half of the season we continue this excellent run we're now on with 2 straight wins. Let's go Steelers!
Yo, BTSC, how's it going? This is Daniel, aka Bully Mob Kennel / Solarverse. Hope y'all doing well. My thoughts so far on the year, I think we've been alright. You know, I think injuries have definitely played a huge contributor to how the season has gone. Ben definitely looks like he's getting a little bit more comfortable as each game goes on. I was a strong critic of his early on in the season, and after seeing him playing 2 games back-to-back live, I can see him getting more and more comfortable. It looks like the game is slowing down for him a little bit. I feel like maybe, you know, taking that year off due to injury in 2019, along with his age, really maybe set him back a little bit when it came to the speed of the game. And I think he's catching up. I mean, it kind of looks like it, at least. I mean, he's not going to be as mobile or quick as he was before, but he's looking pretty good. And I think as long as he's comfortable and he's healthy, I think we're going to be all right. And we'll make a pretty decent run. But I hope you guys have a good day and a good weekend. Y'all be careful.
Hey guys, this is Ty down in Arkansas. I just wanted to say about the season, I definitely feel better than when it started. I know that's probably not saying much, but up until that Packers game, I would say from our first loss last year, it felt like we were just on the same ride in Randy Land. We were never getting off and just the same putrid offensive play calling and offensive play. But it felt like in that Packers game, we finally showed some signs of life and desperation, pushed the ball down the field a little bit. And offensive line seems to be improving at least. If they continue to prove, I can see us maybe getting somewhere up to 10 or 11 wins. But if they hit their max, then I say we go anywhere from 7 to 8 wins. But I do appreciate all you guys do. Jeff Hartman, you look like my uncle. I'm 90% sure that you're not, but you look like him. Go Steelers.
Wow, that was fantastic. Thank you so much, fellas. How awesome was that? Wes, David, Owen, Daniel, and Ty. And I tell you what, I've been thinking, why stop the fun now? If you want to get in on this, there's still time. Go ahead and send your 60-second clip to me at badavis8889@gmail.com. That's badavis8889@gmail.com. So, thank you so much. Let's get on with the season. Only a couple days away from another Mike Tomlin press conference. Then, on BTSC, you're going to have so much. You're going to still have a Steelers hangover. You're going to have a Know Your Enemy as we look forward to Cleveland. There's going to be a Steelers preview. There's going to be a What Yin's Talking About. There's going to be so much more, like a power half hour, like a football fantasy fix, like from the cutting room floor, from Tuesday Night Six Pack with Tony, from Touchdown Under, from The War Room, from Let's Ride, Stat Geek, Live Mike, Oh my gosh, I could go on and on, and I'm missing somebody, and I'm sure I am, but you know how much we love all of you and how much we love putting this content out. So thank you for listening to the bi-week bonanza from behindthesteelcurtain.com. Rest up the remainder of the bi-week and go Steelers!